You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say on this day of the week? Oh, we say TGIF, or perhaps this Friday we should be doing TGIF. There we go. Get in the spirit. Great to be with you this morning. It is Friday. It is the 16th of December as we make our way towards the big event. Yes, towards Christmas. So let's take a look, shall we? Some of the events relevant to the 16th of December. Let me see, where shall we start this morning? I know. Let us start here. This is the Day of Reconciliation, formerly celebrated as Day of the Vow by the Afrikaners in South Africa. National Day celebrates the withdrawal of the United Kingdom from Bahrain, making Bahrain an independent emirate in 1971. It says here, however, December 16th is only the date on which the state celebrates the event, while the actual day on which the independence of Bahrain was declared was in August the 15th of 1971. A National Sports Day in Thailand today, Victory Day in Bangladesh. It is also Victory Day in India. The beginning of the nine-day celebration, bringing December the 16th, and December 16th and ending on the 24th of December, celebrating the trials which Mary and Joseph endured before finding a place to stay where Jesus could be born. And this is celebrated by Christians of Spanish origin, and it incorporates the first day of Las Posadas in Mexico, in Latin America as well, and the first day of Simbangabi. But that's not here. That's over there in the Philippines.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
in. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I was dreaming again, you were there with me. We were on the beach, running in the sea. You pointed to a sun, but in dreams you can't read. And in that moment I snapped again. Something you see wakes you up from the dream. Wanna go back to sleep, but now you're up from the dream. Walk into the kitchen, pull the dishes from the sink. And you have changed in the blink of an eye. Figure out what was happening. Are we already up from the dream? Or do we need to wake up again?
Go, that is Haim. Oh, there goes the fire alarm. Oh, that's the one I'm used to hearing. Haim, American rock band. They're based in Los Angeles and comprising of three sisters, Este on bass guitar and vocals, Danielle, lead vocals, guitar and drums, and Alana Haim, guitars, keyboards, and vocals. And by the way, Haim is, means rather life in Hebrew, apparently. And, right, let me see, what is the time? We're just, making our way to 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock this morning. Little bit show, went to a bit of a party last night. It's a little bit slow this morning. Right, I'll tell you what though. Friday. I'm in love.
Sunday always comes to end. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, yes, two in a row. We started off, as I mentioned, Friday I'm in Love, and that came from Cure, of course. Right, let me see, let me, well, this, oh yeah, the second track. That's for all you drama queens out there. It's by Switches, and that's what it's called, Drama Queen. We'll tell you what, we'll just make our way to 14 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, so we'll put you in the shower, get you on the way to where it is you're going on this Friday. Yep, we've got just over a week, isn't it, before Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve will be a week tomorrow. Soon comes around, doesn't it? You get, by the way, if you haven't got your Christmas decorations and things like that, I mean, everywhere I've gone, I went to a Price Mart the other day, and they've just got this tiny little stretch there where they've got a few things for sale. And I'm normally a person that's very late to starting off getting all their stuff ready for Christmas. Got to go and do the food shopping yet. Right, it is Friday. We'll be checking in with Ingrid a little bit later on for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. And also what, where and when with Yasmin in the last hour of this morning's programme. Also in the last hour, around about 9:15, we're going to have our Pedro Mandinga segment. Yes, a little bit of Christmas salt today. So there's all to come here on this morning's Breakfast Show. But I tell you what, I think we're about ready to do this, don't you? Get you ready. Off you go. Have a good scrub. I tell you what, especially if you're going to be using the metro bus or the metro train, make yourself smell nice for everybody else. Don't be selfish. It's Madonna in the shower this morning. I think we did Madonna the other day as well. But why not? This is Material Girl. We'll be right back. And there we go, yes, Madonna, Material Girl. And time to get you off and on your way. Come on. There we go, that's it. And 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. It is the 16th of December. It is Friday. And this is the day on which the last recorded eruption of Mount Fuji in Japan took place. The year was 1707. 1850, the first immigrant ships, the Charlotte Jane and the Randolph, bring the first of the Canterbury Pilgrims to Lyttelton in New Zealand. And 1901, now here's a book I remember but very well as a little kid. You can probably still got it today as well. The Tale of Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter was printed for the, that was for the first time. So there we go. That's it. Right. Let's get back to A Kiss from Prince.
Yes.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Some like it hot, Some like it hot. Some like it hot.
And this was called Some Like It Hot from Power Station here on this morning's breakfast show. And that brings us to this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y ciclín en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Suite Del Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, and the time is just 15 seconds. And that is, coming up for, no, just after half past the hour of 7 o'clock. I was trying to work it the other way around, 29. Now it's 29 and a half minutes before 8. There we go. Let's take a look at some international news and business for this morning. Russia fired dozens of missiles in infrastructure at infrastructure in Ukraine on Friday, forcing emergency power shutdowns across the country amid freezing temperatures and killing and wounding people in their homes in the south, Ukraine officials have said. Russian-installed officials in occupied eastern Ukraine also reported civilian casualties from Ukrainian shelling in two places. Japan on Friday unveiled its biggest military build-up since World War II, with $320 billion planned that will buy missiles capable of striking China and ready for it for sustained conflict as regional tensions and Russia's Ukraine invasion stoke war fears. It is my answer to the various security challenges that we face, said Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, describing Japan and its people as being at a turning point in history. A landslide killed at least 18 people, including children, as they slept in their tents at an unlicensed campsite. This is in Malaysia on Friday, officials said, as search teams scoured thick mud and downed trees for survivors. An aquarium in Berlin that was home to around 1,500 exotic fish burst early on Friday, spilling 1 million litres of water and debris into a major road in the busy Meat District. Emergency services reported around 100 emergency responders rushed to the site. A leisure complex that also houses a Radisson Hotel and a museum, as well as the aquarium. Francesco Giorgi, the partner of ousted European Parliament Vice President Eva Kaili, has confessed his role in a Qatar graft scandal to sources with direct knowledge of the matter, told Reuters. Puerto Rico's movement for greater self-government got a boost on Thursday in the U.S. House of Representatives, which passed a bill for a referendum on three potential futures, although the measure had little chance of being taken up by the Senate. Twitter on Thursday suspended the accounts of several prominent journalists who recently wrote about its new owner, Elon Musk, with the billionaire tweeting that rules banning the publishing of personal information applied to all, including journalists, Musk tweeted. This is referred to Twitter's Wednesday suspension of @ElonJet, an account tracking his private jet in real time using data available in the public domain. United States Senate passed legislation on Thursday authorizing a record $858 billion in annual defense spending. That's $45 billion more than proposed by President Joe Biden, and rescinding the military's COVID vaccine mandate. And yes, we have made it to the international business news. Panama's government ordered Canada's first Quantum Minerals on Thursday to pause operations as its flagship copper mine in the country after missing a deadline to finalize a deal that would have increased payments to the government from the mine. The government had given Minera Panama, which is majority owned by First Quantum Minerals, until Wednesday to sign an agreement reached in January to pay $375 million a year to the government from its Cobre Panama mine. Panama's government ordered the Commerce and Industry Ministry to suspend Minera Panama's operations at the mine after a midnight deadline was missed. First Quantum shares tumbled 14.7% in Toronto trading. World stocks were stuck near one-month lows, and government bond markets came under fresh selling pressure on Friday. This is a day after a slew of central banks jacked up interest rates and signaled that the fight to tame inflation was not over yet. Interest rates went up in the euro area, Britain, Switzerland, Denmark, Norway, Mexico and Taiwan on Thursday, following a US rate hike a day before, and central bankers vowed to keep raising rates to bring down prices. European stock markets opened lower, and US stock futures were in the red, pointing to more pain for Wall Street, where major indices on Thursday suffered their biggest daily percentage drop in weeks. In Asia, Japan's Nikkei index closed at its lowest in more than a month, and MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan was set for its worst week in 2 months. All this left MSCI's World Stock Index languishing near its lowest level in almost a month. Oil fell on Friday as the market assessed the aftermath of interest rate hikes at central banks, but was poised for the biggest weekly gains in 10 weeks amid supply disruption concerns and hopes for a recovery on demand in China. Brent crude futures fell $1.80 or 2.2% to $79.41 per barrel. That was at 9:40 GMT. West Texas Intermediate futures slipped $1.87 or $2.05 to $74.24. And that's it. There's our look at some of the international news and business news here this morning on The Breakfast Show. Let's say good morning to a few people. Good morning to Paul and Maria over in South London, over there in the United Kingdom, and also to Mary Lou this morning. And Valerie sent us a little note. Good morning to you, Valerie. We'll get back to that a little bit later on. But firstly, let's take a trip over to over to Athens, where Renee is now. Good Friday morning over here, cleaning house. Oh, there you go. Probably catch an afternoon nap. Yes, I expect you're going to be worn out after doing that cleaning, as we have our company Christmas party tonight. And she said, it sounds like you might need a nap today after your little party last night. And you asked if we could play a piece of music for you. It's a Christmas piece, I'm happy to say, rocking around the Christmas tree. But who's it by? It's by Pentatonix.
Thousands. boughs of holly.
Rocking around the Christmas tree and a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Julian Lennon, and that is Valotte. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 16 minutes, making our way to 16 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Don't forget, if you want me to play anything for you, what you've got to do is drop me a little line. Our WhatsApp number here in the studio, 677-188-22. In other words, 677-188-22. Or you can always call Yasmin, of course, 223-5162. 223-5162. There we go, busy dancing away in the moonlight with the Mavericks. What a great sound they had. Raul Marlow, of course, taking the lead on the vocals there. Let me say a very good morning to Valerie. Good morning to you, Valerie. And nice to hear from you, as always. She dropped me a little note. So a little voice note this morning on our WhatsApp number, and she wishes everybody a great morning. She loves listening to the station when she's here, because she sort of travels around a lot, does our Valerie. Anyway, Valerie said to us this morning, could you please play a birthday wish for my grandson, for Christopher? Yeah, we can do that. Of course, we can do all sorts of things here. Of course we can do that for you. But I tell you what, first of all, let's do this, shall we?
Very happy birthday with the music you love.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. That's for Christopher this morning from Valerie, and she asked if we could play something from Stevie Wonder. I'll be loving you always.
Ever on the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know the bloom in early May. Hate knows love's the cure. You can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. Now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, you know what I say is true, that I'll.
There we go, yes, we're going out for Christopher this morning. Stevie Wonder there, and I'll be loving you always. And that's from your grandma, from Valerie, this morning. Right, time on the breakfast show, 6.5 minutes before the top of the hour. Let's take a look at the weather, shall we, for this morning. Just quickly, starting off in Costa Rica, in the province of Colón. We're looking at 28 degrees Celsius, max temperature 23 degrees being the minimum. 34 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation with 84% relative humidity. Chance for a few showers over there this morning, and isolated showers in the afternoon. and a few showers tonight as well. Oh, well, I tell you what, if you come over to this side, to West Panama, we've got little cloud with the sun peeping over the top. 31 degrees Celsius in Panama West this morning. That's the maximum temperature. 24 degrees will be the minimum, with 37 degrees Celsius being the thermal sensation and 80% relative humidity. Partially cloudy for this morning. Some isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Got a little sprinkle as well yesterday. Very quick and short, but it's still wet. Partially cloudy tonight. Yeah, that's for West Panama. Moving up the coast to the metropolitan area where we're sitting right now, and looking out of the window, the Breakfast Show window forecast is lovely. It's been sunny most of the morning. A little bit of cloud, but not much. 31 degrees Celsius for us here in the metropolitan area, being the maximum temperature, with 24 being the minimum. 37 degrees, the thermal sensation, and 80% relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning, this afternoon, isolated rains, possible thunderstorms, and partially cloudy again tonight. Out in the Perlis Islands, all isolated rains and thunderstorms for this morning, but the maximum temperature is very nice at 29 degrees Celsius and 25 the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and 91% relative humidity. To say, chance of isolated rains and thunderstorms this morning, this afternoon, and tonight as well. If you're going out in that direction, stay away from those storms. Now, let's take a look, shall we? Maritime conditions for today. Firstly, they don't have any sea conditions, I noticed. They've not come up this morning. But let's look at the tides for you for this morning. This is on the Pacific. Low tide, that was at 3:13 this morning, 1.37 metres. High tide will be at 9.02 a.m. and that is 3.75 meters. That's the high tide. Low tide again, 3.27 in the afternoon, 1.22 meters. And the last high tide, that'll be at 9.36 tonight and that'll be 3.96 meters. Let's take a look at the Caribbean. Low tide, that was at 12.31 this morning, and that was minus 0.03 of a meter. High tide, that'll be at 7.50, and that'll be 0.24 of a meter. And let me see, what is the next low tide? That's going to be at 1.03 this afternoon, 0.15 of a meter. And the last high tide, 5.39 late afternoon, early evening, and it'll be 0.21 of a meter. And I say, I don't have any actual sea conditions for you this morning, unfortunately. There we go. That's the voice of Wendy Moulton there, and coming out of the rain. And guess what? That has brought us up towards the top of the hour. We're just a few seconds away from 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Clean en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Down Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a 100.000 residentes del área norte del DAT de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
on this December night.
Keep the fire burning, burning, until we all come back next year. And I'm glad we're here together on this evening in December. We'll watch the falling snow and hold each other close. I'm so glad we're here together for an evening to remember on this night, on this December.
So John Legend and Silver Bells, and the one before that was An Evening in December. Right, if you are keeping eye on the time, we're just making our way to 21 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show with me, Jerry D. Still to come, we're going to take another piece of music and then we'll check in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. All right, we'll sort that out. And also, don't forget, in the last hour of this morning's programme, two things for you. After the news, we'll be looking at our Pedro Mandinga segment. Yes, a little bit of Christmas salsa coming up. And so we're doing that at, say, around about 9.15, 9.20, about an hour's time from now. And also, it is What, Where and When, isn't it? With Yasmin, What, Where and When. We can be doing our things over the next couple of weeks. We're just coming up to Christmas. Not sure whether things will slow down or whether they're going to get even better, but Yasmin will be telling us about that. And also, no doubt, looking at a couple of who was born on this day in the world of music. Talking of music, this is Mr. Chris the Berg. What's it called? Missing You.
With romantic music and the lights down low, and as you stand there amazed at the door, and you wonder what all this is for, it's just a simple thing from me to you, the lady that I adore. 'Cause there's something that you should know.
You doing? It is here. It is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Let's talk about some fun facts about Reindeer! Woohoo! Absolutely. Reindeer and caribou are the same animal, Ragnifer tarandus, and they're members of a deer family. In Europe, they're called reindeer. In North America, the animals are called caribou. If they are wild and reindeer, then they are domesticated. Okay, both male and female reindeers grow antlers, while in most other species, only the males have antlers. Compared to their body size, reindeers have the largest and heaviest antlers of all living deer species. A male's antlers can be up to 51 inches long, and a female's antlers can reach 20 inches. Unlike horns, antlers fall off and grow back larger each year. Male reindeer begin to grow their antlers in February and female reindeer in May. Both sexes finish growing their antlers at the same time, but shed them at different times of the year. Males drop their antlers in November, leaving them without antlers until the following spring, while females keep their antlers through the winter until their calves are born in May. Reindeers are covered in hair from their nose to the bottom of their little feetsies or hoovesies. Their hairy hooves may look funny, but they give reindeer a good grip when walking on frozen ground. Ice, mud, snow, you know, rooftops, ceilings, etc. Reindeer are the only deer species to have hair completely covering their nose. Their specialized nose helps to keep warm incoming air from the cold air before it enters their lungs. And it's an also excellent sniffer. Yes, indeedy. The good sense of smell helps the reindeer to find hidden foods, like cookies that Santa misses, under snow, located danger and recognize directions. Reindeers mainly travel into the wind so they can pick up scents. So they fly into the wind, kind of like airplanes. Okay, getting the resemblance here yet? Nope, okay. Reindeer eat mosses, herbs, ferns, grasses, and the shoots and leaves of shrubs and trees, especially willow and birch. In winter, they make do with lichen, or sometimes called reindeer moss and fungi, scraping away the snow with their hooves to get it. And an average reindeer eats from 9 to 18 pounds of vegetation a day. Talk about a vegan burger. Yummy. Okay. Reindeer travel, feed, and rest together throughout the day in herds of 10 to a few hundred. In spring, they may form super herds of 50,000 to 500,000 animals. The herds generally follow food sources, traveling up to 1,000 miles when food is harder to find in winter. Reindeer are also the only deer species to be widely domesticated. They are used as beasts of burden and farmed for their milk, meat, and hides. The antiparasitic drug entamethacin is FDA approved to treat and control warbles in reindeer. Warbles is a parasitic infection caused by the reindeer warbler fly. The fly's larva can penetrate the deer's skin, causing harm to the milk, meat, and hides of domesticated herds. The larvae can also cause disease in people. Santa's reindeers were first mentioned in 1821 when New York printer William Gilly published a 16-page booklet called A New Year's Present to the Little Ones from 5 to 12, Part 3. Boy, ain't that a mouthful. And by an anonymous author of all that. Old Santa Claus with much delight his reindeer drives this frosty night or chimney tops and tracks of snow to bring his yearly gifts to you. Yeah, it didn't quite rhyme, did it? I know. What are you going to do? 2 years later, in 1823, the Troy Sentinel published the poem A Visit from St. Nicholas, commonly known as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. The poem featured 8 flying reindeer pulling Santa's sleigh, and for the first time, they are identified by name. There will be a question at the end. Can you name all 8 of Santa's reindeer? So hang on. It's going to come. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer began guiding Santa's sleigh at around 1939 when Robert L. May wrote the story of the most famous reindeer of all as a Christmas coloring book for his employer, the department store's Montgomery Ward. The company gave away these coloring books as holiday gifts to children to entice their parents to visit and shop at the store. Quiz number 2. What 2 names did May consider for his red-nosed reindeer before settling on Rudolph? Think about it. All right. In 1948, May's brother-in-law, Johnny Marks, made the story into a song. It was featured in a cartoon shown in movie theaters, but wasn't released as a standalone recording till 1949. Then, singing cowboy Gene Autry recorded the song and its popularity soared. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is one of the biggest selling Christmas songs of all time. And quiz question number 3, is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer a male or a female? So, what are the answers to those questions? I don't know, Jerry. Should we tell them? All right, number 1, What are all of the reindeer's names? On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, on Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. Yeah. And what were the other two names that were considered for Rudolph? Rollo and Reginald. Love it. And finally, let's see. Is Rudolph a male or a female? Well, the answer is, if you've listened to the story earlier, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer must be a female in order to have those antlers on Christmas Eve, because the males drop them in November. All these years I thought little Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was a little boy. He's a little girl. Gotcha. Well, this week, Freaky Friday fun facts are about reindeers. I have a special Freaky Friday for next week, Christmas Eve. Have a wonderful weekend. Please shop safely. Please consume adult beverages and don't drive. Be safe. Use Uber, use taxis, whatever transportation. Don't drink and drive. Be careful. Mask up, glove up, wash your hands. Have a safe and wonderful week before Christmas. And back to you in the studio!
You know, there's Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
Claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Listen, Dad!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig.
Ah.
And the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourself. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
Say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. And there we go. Oh, thank you very much. That is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And before that, it was The Temptations and Rudolph, of course, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Oh, and that When My Grandma Got to Run Over, that's Elmo and Patsy. Right, 21 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. I tell you what, it's one of these things when you sort of like music and when you listen to music. I've had this sort of obsession sometimes, even when I'm watching TV, and they'll put a piece of music on during the show and sort of like to emphasize something, and I... Hey, oh, that's a nice song. I've not heard that before. And I'll sort of get out the old Shazam and click on that, find out what it is, and then go and look it up. And I was at a function last night. I was with Yasmin. And they were playing some music there, but they put a sort of like a disco beat on top of it. But I heard one particular piece of music. I thought, I like that. And I managed to Shazam it. It sort of managed to get all the sort of boom-booms out of the way. And have you ever heard of a band called Poolside? Well, I hadn't. And I got this piece of, found out this piece of music when I got home, last night. And, I liked it. The band is called Poolside. And the particular track, I sort of, found last night. I'm just trying to think because I'll have to look it up again, because it's not the one I'm going to play. But Poolside, they're an American, what they call a new disco and chill wave band from Los Angeles in California. They were formed back in 2011 by somebody called Jeffrey Paradise and Philip Nikolic. And Nikolic apparently departed in 2017. Now they're currently consisting of Jeffrey Paradise with additional members when they do live shows. You've got Vito Roccoforte, Matty Safer, and Brigine Murphy, together with Casey Butler when they go live. They're all from different groups as well. Now the band, it says here, produces a specific version of what they call new disco, which they refer to as daytime disco. The style known for relaxed beats, high vocals, and a wash of smooth electronics and lounge sound overall. Well, that's sort of the type of music which I really like. When I'm on my own, I listen to that kind of music. So anyway, I had a listen. I ended up downloading basically basically every piece of music I could find by them. And what I've listened to so far has been great. So anyway, I'm going to introduce them to you now, if you haven't heard them. This is called Around the Sun, and it's featuring Amo Amo on this one. I love that music, I really do. And I said I downloaded pretty much everything I could find by them last night and working my way through them. But I'm going to play another one from them, because this is the one, in actual fact, that I heard last night and shazammed it, and away we went from there. This this is called Feel Alright.
Don't you know we're going nowhere? 'Cause I feel
There we go, yes, Feel Alright from the band Poolside. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to sticking those on my phone when I finish today and listening to them while I spend 2 hours in the car probably this afternoon. But it's one of these obsessions. I've always sort of had my, obviously we all have our phones handy, don't we? But I'll be in, I can be in a department store, I can be anywhere, and I'll hear a piece of music, say, damn, what's that? And I'll Shazam it, standing there in the middle of the store with my phone out, waiting for it to recognise it. Let's say a very good morning to Ashley. Ashley says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. That's very nice. And you just sort of came and said, that's true. This is about sort of, you know, finding pieces of music in movies in this case with Ashley. He says, that's true. He says, I did a similar thing to find out about this tune. He says, it's constantly on CNN. What is called? It's called A Better Tomorrow. In actual fact, it does come from a movie. It comes from a movie which is called The Last Ride. Beautiful song, isn't it? That's A Better Tomorrow, sung there by Victoria Renee. These Renees get everywhere, don't they, really? Well, they are. Let's just let be a reminder to you, never travel without your Shazam.
punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. When the head of state didn't play guitar, not everybody drove a car. When music really mattered and when radio was king. When accountants didn't have control and the media couldn't buy your soul. When computers were so scary and we didn't know everything. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. When pop stars still remained a myth and ignorance could still be bliss. And when God saved the queen, she turned a whiter shade of pale. My mom and dad were in their teens and anarchy was still a dream. And the only way to stay in touch was a letter and the mail. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker. Record shops were still on top and vinyl was all that they stopped. And the super info highway was still drifting out in space. Kids were wearing hand-me-downs and playing games men kick around. And footballers still had long hair and dirt across their face. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care.
That is Sandy Thom there, and I wish it was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. And before that, of course, Lily Allen and Smile. Well, it is time to smile because it's time to go to the news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView, por su tecnología es tu favorita, por todas sus funciones es tu favorita, por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Clean en 10 minutos, ventana InstaView, Air Fryer incorporada, tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
Paso a elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Oh, there we go. Yep, that is George Michael there. And that is called, of course, Father Figure. And on the breakfast show, well, let's take a look at the time, shall we? It is 17 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock here on the breakfast show. So what are we going to do now? Oh, yes, we're going to take a little trip down the road. Because if it's one thing we love, it's a Friday, isn't it? And this is when the weekend starts, especially when we're getting close to Christmas. No better way than a trip to Pedro Mandinga Rumba Cocktail. And yes, you've got it. Throw in a bit of salsa. It's Pedro Mandinga time. And guess what? It's Pedro Mandinga Christmas salsa time. This is Willie Colon and Hector Lavoe. Esta Navidad. There we go, yes, there we go. Esta Navidad. Isn't Navidad a wonderful time? Of course it is. Go and celebrate. Pop along to Pedro Mandinga. By the way, if you like the idea of mixing your own cocktails, perhaps you're a bit of a mixology or mixologist, well, they've got a mixology class for you. This is Learn How to Make a Pedro Mandinga Cocktail. And you can save your spot and have your private class reserved. All you've got to do is go to the website. That's laranadorada.com, all right, laranadorada.com. Follow the links, collections, tour products, classes of mixology. Because don't forget, you're going to be working with Panama's first artisanal rum. Absolutely, the first rum in history made from what? From Raspadora, of course. Yes, indeedy. Right, moving on. this is looking a lot like Christmas, believe it or not. It is a salsa version. Mm-hmm.
witches is a witch, a funny invent. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hook of Tannis and Jen. And Mom and Dad can only wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the 30 kinds of dust and mine to snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that they'll sing right within your heart.
There we go. That is featuring there Max Rosado, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Just love it, don't you? I tell you what, talking about Christmas and Pedro Mandinga, wondering what to give as a gift this year? Well, I tell you what, there's so many amazing selections of Pedro Mandinga rum. And if you want to sort of check out which present to buy, just go along to one of the Pedro Mandinga rum bars and try them all out. Pedro Mandinga rum bars, you'll find them one there in Casco, just round the corner from Plaza Herrera. And the other one is in Via Argentina, right opposite the park. By the way, let's wish everybody Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas! Ho, 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 ho! Feliz Navidad!
Le deseo a usted
Feliz Navidad!
A donde quiera que esté
Feliz Navidad! Prospero año y felicidad! Feliz Navidad!
Todos en familia
Feliz Navidad!
En América Latina
Feliz Navidad!
There's Sonia Turpin and Jorge Luis Miguel, Zumba, and the salsa version, Feliz Navidad. And by the way, I tell you what, I was talking to you about sampling those Pedro Mandinga rums and finding out more about them. You know what to do, don't you? Pedro Mandinga, what do? They offer a distillery tour on Fridays and Saturdays. And for that, all you've got to do is go along to that website, laranadorada.com/tour. And find out how you can make a booking. What a great idea. All right, that's laranadorada.com/tour. And book along. It's interesting. It's really interesting how they make the rum. They've got these great machines that look a lot like something out of a Was it Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
And there we go, yes, a Feliz Navidad. Have a Feliz Navidad, Pedro and Inga, Christmas. But don't forget, we will have another segment next Friday. That's just before we wrap up. It's all going to be Christmas music, so there'll be more Christmas salsa next week, same time. You're listening to The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM. This now is Joy Crooks and London Mine. And then after this, we'll be finding out what, where and when with Yasmin and a couple of people that were born on this day in the world of music.
Bangla noise on Brick Lane, that's the sound of my home. I'm a Mickey Athens, lovers walk or Kent Road. When you're blinded by lights, you find ways to survive in big smoke. Holding down 9 to 5 and your weekends are spent. Loading up with the boys, with the bottle and bends. Only way to cope, cause this city don't stop for no one. Down Madeira I go. I've been fooled by the charm of the Kennington Road. While the backstreet drama don't get picked up by the sun.
London Mine. Too, sometimes when I listen to that, it does make me a little bit homesick sometimes, having sort of lived around London most of my time over there in the UK. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 26 and a half minutes exactly, and that's before the hour of 10 o'clock, and what do we say? Good morning, yes.
Hello, good morning. Happy Friday.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We had a good time last night, didn't we?
Oh, yes, of course.
We did, yes. And big thanks to the boys and girls at Huawei for giving us a good time as well. Very enjoyable.
And another, the agency.
Of course, yes, another agency. Mm-hmm. It's a great name. It's like the one that Elon Musk made, the name he gave the company that does this sort of very fast tunneling that he does, you know, for like sort of sending trains down or whatever really quickly. And he called it Very Boring Company. Well, the Boring Company, because it's boring holes in the ground. Of course, boring has two means. He's getting into trouble, by the way, right now. Well, what's new? But I was reading a piece, his investors in Tesla are really getting upset because they say he's now spending all his time over this business with Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's neglecting Tesla. The value of them, because apparently, I think it was the beginning of the year, they said that the value of a share for Tesla was something like $400.
Mm-hmm.
It's now at around about $100 or something.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just taken another something like $40 million out of the Tesla stock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. I think he's going a little bit funny.
Yes.
Hmm. But anyway, we've completely digressed. What's happening is, we've got much happening because I know we're getting to very close to Christmas now.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps things are easing off a bit or no?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. Okay, yes. For example, today we're going to have different events.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Friday, for example, Mi Cultura.
Okay.
Are doing a lot of events, a lot of concerts, especially Casco Viejo.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see, today you can go to their Instagram account of Mi Cultura and check out all the calendar of events that they're going to have starting today and during the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And also Museo del Canal.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today, they are going to have Navidad en el Museo.
Oh, that's nice.
It will start at 6:30 p.m. The entrance is totally free. And you can also go to their Instagram account and check out, because today, they're going to start at 6:30, but they're going to have different activities inside the museum. So you can go and see all the different exhibitions that they have, and for free. That's going to be awesome today.
Oh, wonderful, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Also, let me see. Tomorrow, our friends from Orquesta de Cámara del Istmo, they're going to have a concert at Catedral San Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that one? That's the one in San Luke's Cathedral?
I think you're right, but I'm not very well up on churches. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the donation is going to be $8. Because remember, they usually during the day do a lot of concerts for free.
Mm-hmm.
So this time they need our donations. Orquesta de Cámara del Istmo.
Right, so yes. Please support them.
Exactly, please support them. And don't forget that. Also tomorrow, our friends from Luna Llena de Tambores, they're going to have their event at Parque Andrés Bello at Via Argentina. And yesterday they had an activity too, because it was crowded yesterday.
Oh, what, at the park?
In the afternoon, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At Andrés Bello. So tomorrow at 7, from 7 to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
At Parque Andrés Bello, Luna Llena de Tambores, La Navi Band.
Oh, that'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen our friend
Alfredo,
I haven't seen him for a long time, have we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess they're very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they got a school and, you know, they have a lot of activities.
And don't forget, if the park is too crowded, we can leave the wife and the kids there and pop over the road to the Pedro Mandinga Rumba.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And it's just telling me you're going Christmas shopping, all right?
Yeah, that's true. Okay, let's continue with Bourne.
Okay, who's your first one today?
The first one is Tony Hicks.
Okay.
He was born in 1945, guitarist and British pop rock group The Hollies, mm-hmm. who have scored over 30 top 40 hits, including Just One Look, Bus Stop, Carrie Ann, and more.
All right, say Just One Look again.
Just One Look.
There we go, that's it. It only took just one look from the Hollies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, you recognise that one? You heard it before?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. But it's nice.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's a good one. One of their first ones.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's continue with the events.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow and on Sunday at El Patio, this is at Costa del Este, they're going to have a Christmas market from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., El Patio Human Friendly. This is a big place where they have a lot of restaurants and you can also bring your pets. And this bazaar is organized by New Bazaar. By Nui Bazaar, sorry.
Okay. Where is that again, yes?
At El Patio. This is at Costa del Este.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday and Sunday from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
And also there, they're going to have also Saturday and Sunday a pet adoption. So you can go and get your pet.
For Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best time to buy a pet. People buy pets for Christmas.
No, this is adopting.
Adopting, yeah.
Not
but
buying.
Okay, well, that's even more important then, because the adopter, you know, people do this at Christmas. They either buy pets or adopt pets or whatever. And then when Christmas is over, sometimes they get forgotten and not wanted.
Yeah.
So don't just do it for Christmas. If you're going to go and get yourself a pet, either buy a thoroughbred or something, or go along and adopt a scruffy, lovable doggy. Or they're doing pussycats as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cats and
pussycat. Do go along and do give them a home, but give them a home forever,
exactly.
Not just for Christmas.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And
anybody want a parrot, by the way? Get rid of mine before Christmas.
And also, there's another bazaar at Ciudad del Saber. This is from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at La Plaza. You know, La Plaza, where are all these restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can go there, eat something, and buy something at the bazaar. This is to support Canal de Empresarias.
Oh, wonderful.
And also tomorrow, don't forget at Frank's Place. This is at Costa del Este. They're going to have Santa. Santa is going to be there from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m.
Okay.
So you can also go there, enjoy the nice food, and talk to Santa. Ask him.
Is he going to give you a present? Will he buy you lunch?
Oh, yeah, that's true. And last one, don't forget recycling. It's going to be tomorrow at Plaza Agora in Chanis. This is in Chanis. And this is organized by Eco Creando tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And this is the last one of this year. So you can bring all your materials. You can go to their Instagram account, Eco Creando, to see what materials you can bring, because it's a lot. You can bring computers, a lot of stuff they are receiving tomorrow.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's worth popping along too.
Exactly. Okay, let's do the last Born the Same music. That was Benny Anderson.
Oh, we know who Benny Anderson is, don't we?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
He was born in 1946. Swedish musician, composer with ABBA. They scored the UK 1974 number one single, Waterloo, followed by 8 other UK number one singles and 9 UK number one albums, and the 1977 US number one single, Dancing Queen. Anderson was a co-composer of the musical Chess and Mamma Mia.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Since 2001, he is active with his own band, Benny Anderson's Orchestra.
Oh, okay. I must find some of their music. I'll do that. So what do we like to do at Christmas? We like to dance, don't we?
Exactly.
Yay!
You are the dancing queen.
There you go. That is Abra, of course, and Dancing Queen. Mm-hmm. Here we go. What a great way to start Christmas with Dancing Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, what are your plans for the weekend?
Well, today I have an event. This is a new store that is going to mm-hmm. open at Metro Mall.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going there. And during the weekend, I guess, work.
Oh, well, heaven forbid. It's mm-hmm. the weekend, yes. You don't do work. You can go to the supermarket.
Yeah, that's true.
Get your elbows out. for me, well, I'm going to Multi Plaza and have lunch with a friend of mine today.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you where we go. When you go to Multi Plaza, if you want something to eat, there's a little place there called Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever been there?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that there.
Mm-hmm.
Go and have a glass of wine and something. And it's one of those places where you can go and just sort of eat on your own. You don't have to. You feel that you need to be with other people, which is nice. So I'm going there for lunch today with a friend of mine. And tonight, I'm going to a Christmas party.
Oh, that's good.
Mm. And so is the good lady.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to different ones.
Okay.
well, look, you have a great weekend, yes.
Thank you.
Back on Monday, then we got a day off.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and then we're getting into Christmas week. Looking forward to that. We're going to have fun next week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have fun all the time, don't we?
Yes, of course.
Of course we do. Take care, yes.
Thank you.
Sweet Sensation and a Sad Sweet Dreamer. Tell you what, take us out of this program this morning. Let's join the Showstoppers, because it ain't nothing but a house party. I tell you what, I bet there's some parties going on over the weekend. And if you are going to a party, as Ingrid said earlier on, please, please do, if you're going to have a drink, do drink sensibly. Either that or, you know, use a taxi or an Uber or something like that to get wherever you're going. That's what I'll do tonight. I'm not going to risk it, because I tell you now, the police will be out looking for you, I guarantee it. And we don't want you to get into trouble, do we? No, not just before Christmas. Right, well, that's it, and let's say our thanks this morning to Ingrid and our special outdoor reporter there with our Freaky Fun Facts Friday, all about reindeers today. That was all very interesting, as always. Big thanks to Yasmin for this week's What, Where and When, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it, and also for a couple of tracks there from Born on This Day, people born on this day in the world of music. Thanks also to Neil, our co-producer over there in United Kingdom, background information he gets for us on the show. And as always, to the boys and girls of Group of God who keep us up and running, and you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Hang around. Gigi will be here with Two Chat SOSE, so hang around for that. Great programming right through the day here on Cool FM. Just remains for me to say, whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, please, please, please do it carefully, as I just said, because what do I want to be doing on Monday at 7 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. For me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.